How's it going, Adelaide? Sorry for the delay, but this is the first night and all that. We're going to be really laid back and do a few really, don't fall asleep, but do fall asleep if you feel like it. So here we go. It's not 'cause I shouldn't, and it's not 'cause I wouldn't, and you know damn well, honey, that it's not 'cause I couldn't. It's simply because I'm the laziest girl in town. My poor heart is aching to bring home some bacon, and if I find myself alone or forsaken, it's simply because I'm the laziest girl in town. But every little proposition that I get, I just turn it down, way down. It's not 'cause I shouldn't, and it's not 'cause I wouldn't, and you know damn well, honey, that it's not 'cause I couldn't. It's simply because I'm the laziest girl, the laziest girl in town.
Yo! Thank you!
The earth, but before I get to go, I'm going to see. I'm going to go and see a lot of music tonight, hopefully, and I hope you all enjoy the rest of the evening and the rest of the weekend. And it's a wonderful place, and you're marvellous. Back Mark and I say, this is a song when I first heard when I was about 13, and I've more or less been singing it ever since. It's my favourite song, and I usually do it when I'm making an exit. So thanks very much. Thank you. That it was over when I saw you and that girl talking. Something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl, when I saw you and that girl out walking. I would rather go blind. I'd rather go blind than to see you walking away from me. Cause you see, I love you so much, and I don't want you to leave me, boy. And most of all, I don't want you to set me free. I was sitting there thinking about you, baby, about your kiss and the warmth of your embrace. When the reflection in the glass that I held up to my lips, boy, reveals the tears that were running down my face. To see you walking away from me. I was sitting there thinking about you, baby, about your kiss and the warmth of your embrace. When the reflection in the glass that I held up to my lips, boy, reveals the tears that were running down my face. Aren't we a pair? Yes, you send me. Mr. Billy Tanya, thank you, sir. James Delaney on the piano. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you very much. I suppose it's a little song of hope. It's a song that I co-wrote, well, I wrote it in a place called the Rutland Centre when I gave up drinking 10 years ago. And some other guy started to write it 10 years previous to that, and I finished it off for him entirely. So here we go.
And the bells played an Angelus,
And the years drifted by, while the pain and all the bitterness gave way to tears of joy. And I am still in love. I am still in love. I am still in love. So very much in love. I curse the silver needle, and I curse the powers that be, and I curse the bloody bigotry that has stolen the sacred key. But I am still in love. Martin Luther King, and a thousand more since Jesus Christ, as if we'll remember them. And the bells played an Angelus, and the whole world stood still. She was wrapped up snug on Main Street, melting Armageddon's chill. And I am still in love. I am still in love. I am still in love. So very much in love.
Birds were singing,
skies were blue. Now it don't mean a thing to you. The thrill is gone. This is the end. So why pretend? And let us linger on. The thrill is gone.
Jordan, that song. Anyway, hope you're all having a good time out there.
Yeah.
Love you, dogs.
It's down at the end of lonely streets, it's Heartbreak Hotel. I'm lonely, baby. So lonely, baby. I'm so lonesome, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you'll always find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. They're lonely, baby. So lonely, baby. They're so lonesome. The bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long down lonely street, they're never ever coming back. They're lonely, baby. So lonely, baby. They're so lonesome, they could die. so lonely, baby. You can be so lonesome, you can die. Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street, it's Heartbreak Hotel. And I'm lonely, baby, so lonely, baby. I'm so lonesome, I could die.
Yo! Long live the king! Thank you very much. I grew up in Ireland, as you probably all know, and we had places in Ireland in the 50s and 60s called Magdalen Laundries, and there were places where young women were sent to when they weren't married to have their babies, and they worked for 9 months of the year, or 9 months of the pregnancy. Washing clothes belonged to the priests and the nuns and the people of the local towns. And when their babies were born, they were taken away from them. And we discovered about 10 years ago in Ireland that 40,000 Irish babies that were born to women in Magdalen Laundries were sent away to America to rich Catholic families in exchange for donations to religious orders. I'd like to sing this song for all the women that ever went to a Magdalen Laundry. For 17 years I've been scrubbing this washboard ever since the fella started in after me. My mother, poor soul, didn't know what to do. The canon said, child, there's a place for you. Now I'm serving my time at the Magdalen Laundry. I'm towing the line at the Magdalen Laundry. There's girls from the country, girls from the town, their bony wise elbows going up and down. The reverend mother, as she glides through the place, a tight little smile on the side of her face. She's running the show at the Magdalen Laundry. I've got no place to go but the Magdalen Laundry. Oh Lord, won't you let me, don't you let me, won't you let me wash away the stains? Oh Lord, won't you let me wash away the stains? We're washing altar linens, cassocks and stoles, and we're scrubbing Long John's for the Holy Joes. And we know where they've been when they're not saving souls. What the red wine spills, the smooth hand pours, we're squeezing it out at the Magdalen Laundry. We're scrubbing it down at the Magdalen Laundry. Whoa, Lord, won't you let me, don't you let me, won't you let me wash away the stain? Whoa, Lord, won't you let me wash away the stain? Sunday afternoon while the Lord does rest, it's off to the prom, watch the waves roll by. We're chewing on our toffee, hear the seagulls squawk. There go the Maggies, the children talk. Through our faces they stare at the Magdalene long way. In our eyes see the glare of the Magdalene long way. Whoa! Doing a dance called the Barrel House. Twas up the road on easy streets. I was standing round watching everybody cheat. Man says, hey, move along back to the corner where you belong. 'Cause mama just wants to Barrel House all night long. Hear the city screaming like a siren choir. Some fool tried to set this town on fire. The TV preacher screams, come on along. But I feel like Larry, face to face with King Kong. And mama just wants you to Barrel House all night long. Grabbing at me, and they're coming on strong.
Mama just wants to barrel house all night long. Oh, Mama just wants to barrel house all night long.
Hello.
This is a song that I've been singing for about 20 years, and I have 5 children now. So if you sing this song at home, you have to be prepared for the consequences. And I'd like to dedicate this song to all, I always do for some peculiar reason, I always dedicate this to all the ladies in the audience. So ladies, repeat after me.
Okay. I want to be seduced. I want a man to take me out to dinner. I'd like to see his eyes get moody, thinking about the thought of what flirting's gonna do. I want him to be real cool. I want him to think about getting me right into bed, have a chat about wearing condoms. Will flutter my heartstrings, that won't fit me, he said. I might demand politely, but very slightly, if he tried to fondle my knee. But I'm relatively certain I'd compromise if I know me. I want to be seduced. I want a man to talk to me suggestively. I'd like to hear him say he'll be with me tomorrow morning, drinking hot jasmine tea. I want him to make me laugh. I want him to make a point of touching me when we talk, leaving all the jealous boys with their Viagra to mumble in their beer and gawk. You know it only happens when I'm napping, nodding in reverie. But I wouldn't mind a man who wouldn't mind seducing right from the minute that we'd been introduced. I wouldn't mind a man who wouldn't mind seducing me.
Have you any suggestions? Oh, that's the only one we're not going to do. Okay, we'll do we'll do the blues. This is a song that I'd like you all to join in on. How are you singing? Well, there's a line at the end of every verse of this song, and it goes like this: the blues got the world by the balls. And we frequently think of George Bush's balls when we're singing this and playing it. And squeezing them very tightly or kicking them, whichever you prefer to do. Woo! Your most preferred method of torturing. And we have a Prime Minister in Ireland, and he's called Bertie Ahern, and we call him Bertie the Bush Kangaroo. So anyway, so do you want to practice the blues? That's very, Jesus, that's like, there's a few people out there. The blues got the world by the balls!
Yeah! someone somewhere far.